Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I am Jim Rome. We move into hour number two, live in SoCal. Hey, listen, I'm not going to lie, nor am I going to apologize. We've got a SoCal flavor today, a SoCal flair. And what I mean by that is I've got the head coach of San Diego State, Brian Dutcher, coming up at the top of hour number three, the Aztecs, onto the Final Four for the first time. And right now, I am joined by somebody who played his college ball in part at UCLA. So like I said, a SoCal flair and flavor, and I'm not apologizing for it as a SoCal native. I'm joined right now by a top NFL draft prospect. He spent the last 2 years with UCLA Bruins after playing a couple of years for Michigan as a running back, of course. Last season, he was a first-team All-American. He led the nation averaging 168 all-purpose yards per game. He led the Bruins with 1,359 rushing yards. He had 14 touchdowns. He caught 37 passes as well. He ran well at the combine, a 4.53 40. Zach Charbonnet is my guest. He joins us via Zoom. Zach, really good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Jim?
Good, good, dude. Good. Good to have you. So I mentioned, as a SoCal native, I'm always really interested in how the SoCal guys do. You started Oaks Christian. So because I'm a native and I grew up not far from there, I always keep tabs on the SoCal standouts. Having grown up in the area, what did it mean to you to be able to come back home and finish your college career here after starting at Michigan?
Yeah, honestly, it was a big opportunity, especially being home and being able to play close to my family, especially during that time. Obviously, there was COVID during that time, and I wanted to come back home and play near my little sister, who was at high risk at the time. So, I mean, it was a great opportunity, and I'm just glad to have taken it.
I like that. And what about from a football standpoint? I've always been a huge, huge Chip Kelly guy for a lot of different reasons. What was your biggest takeaway from playing for him, and how did he best get you ready for playing on the next level?
Yeah, you said for playing for Foster or for Chip?
For Chip. Sorry, for Chip. My bad. For Chip.
Yeah. Obviously, especially playing and getting me ready for the next level, he did a great job at that, especially him and Coach Foster, especially with the different run schemes he had, So my junior year, did a lot of gap scheme. This past season, did a lot of zone scheme. And, I think I have a good understanding of different run schemes and being able to fit in either one. So I think Chip did a great job, especially preparing me for the next level.
So, Zach, in terms of the next level, you grew up here in SoCal, as I mentioned. I don't need to tell you, it never, ever rains here. Never. Except on your pro day in Westwood, and then it did. Despite that fact, how do you think your pro day went? And then most of all, what were you trying to show the scouts who were in attendance?
Yeah, obviously it never rains. I mean, this past couple months it's raining a ton, having to shovel out water from our garage, especially at home. But for the pro day, I mean, it was nice to have just a little bit of rain, especially being able to catch the ball in the rain. I know that's something we don't get a lot of, especially at the next level, playing ball in different elements and stuff like that. So you got to be able to play in those elements too. So it was good to go out there and showcase that, especially not being around it often. I think it was good for the pro day, and it played in our benefits.
Zach, I know exactly what you're talking about. Not in catching passes in the elements, but in getting water out of the garage, man. We had a total flood in the backyard. So I know exactly what you're talking about when it rains here. We're just not built for it. We're not built for it. The infrastructure is not built for it. Nobody's used to rain out here. So you mentioned catching passes at your pro day. Not only did you catch passes and catch them in the element, but you got them from Dorian Thompson-Robinson. You two were really productive together your last couple of years. Let me ask you about him. What kind of a person and player is the team that drafts DTR going to get?
Yeah, especially being there in my 2 years, he's made tremendous leaps and bounds in those 2 years. Especially this past season, he grew a lot as a leader, and I expect him to carry that on, especially at the next level. And also, you can just see his commitment to the game. He's always had that, especially since I got to UCLA. I'm excited for him. I know whatever team's going to draft him is going to get a hard worker and, someone that's going to take on a leadership role.
Zach Charbonnet is joining us. Zach, what about the combine itself? Now, the factors that we're talking about, the elements, were not factors in that you do it indoors, obviously, but the pressure in Indy is intense. I talk about this with players every single year. Can you kind of share what the experience was like? What was it like to go there, have that job interview, have those long days? For those who have no idea, what is the scouting combine like as a player?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think that was a unique aspect of the combine. You know, you're actually there for about a week. You know, it's just long days on your feet. You know, you just got to be able to mentally be locked in. You know, everywhere you go, everyone's interviewing you. You know, you never know who's actually talking to you. So that was a unique aspect of it. But, you know, I think my team did a great job, especially training out here in Southern California. I trained up at Sports Academy. Les Feldman, Taylor Ramsey, you know, I think they did a phenomenal job getting me ready mentally and physically prepared for that. So honestly, I wasn't shocked by anything, just because all the stories you hear from prior players that have gone to the combine. But you know, it was a big mental game, especially going to the combine.
You know, you almost answered my next question. I was going to say, if the days are like, and they are, right, like 12 hours, 14 hours. I mean, these are really, really long days. Is it more exhausting physically or mentally? Is it more taxing physically or mentally?
Yeah, definitely mentally. You know, you don't do anything physical until like the last day before you're leaving for the combine. So everything's all mental, just the long hours in the hospital, you know, all the meetings. It's all structured around just mentally being taxing. And, you know, that's something you just got to be mentally prepared for.
Zach, let me ask you, I've mentioned this before in years past, but it always strikes me as funny, but it's not happening to me. When you mention the long hours in the hospital, you know, what they want to know, if before they throw a lot of money at a prospect like you or anybody else, they want to make sure you're medically sound, right? Well, you may go to the combine and there's nothing wrong with you, but by the time they're done pulling and tugging on everything for 14 straight hours, if you're not hurt before you go there, you probably are after, right?
Honestly, I think they did a better job. I've heard about this in the past years, but, you know, this past year, there wasn't a lot of tugging and pulling on. You know, it was really just grueling hours just at the hospital. So I think they're doing a better job at that, but it definitely wasn't what I've heard from the past.
Good. I'm glad they've made that change. Zach Charbonnet joining us. So what about NFL people? What was the kind of feedback you were getting? What were they telling you with regard to how high you might go in the NFL draft?
Yeah, especially just in terms of like where I'm getting picked. You know, it's kind of all over the place. So I didn't pay too much mind to it. Honestly, I'm just going into the draft with an open mind. You know, I'm not going to put any expectations on myself, just because, you know, at the end of the day, you don't know how the draft works. You don't know where you're going to go. So I'm just going in with a clear mind, but honestly, it was all over the place.
Zach, I think that's smart. I think that's smart because there's no shortage of mock drafts. There's no shortage of people writing where this person might go or that person might go. It seems to me if you get too caught up in that, it can really get in your head and really mess with you. Do you track those things or do you try and stay away from those things?
Yeah, honestly, I just try to stay away from them. You know, I'll just wait for the day I get a call. You know, that's when I'll finally know. So I stay away from all the media aspect and the mock drafts. You know, I'll know when they call me.
I think that's smart. It's out of your control anyway. Let me ask you this. This is the time of year when everybody's playing poker. Everybody is playing poker. Everybody plays everything close to the vest. When you were talking to teams, did you get any sense, though, that maybe somebody might be leaning towards you, somebody might be thinking you're the guy, or did everybody play it really close to the vest?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, it's played for the vest. That's really how it was. I mean, I guess there's a couple teams you would think leaning towards you, but you know, you really don't know. And like you said, I think they're just playing it towards the vest.
All right, so Zach, let me ask you this. You led the nation last season in all-purpose yardage, which reflects your versatility. You do a lot of things, and you do them well. Right now, I'd argue there's nobody in the NFL more versatile than Christian McCaffrey. That's just an argument. With running backs, when you were coming up, when you were growing up, who are some of the guys you admired most that you patterned your game after, and even some of the guys in the league right now that you respect a lot?
Yeah, you know, just growing up, one player I watched a lot was just Adrian Peterson. You know, I just love the way he run the ball. You know, his speed and his physicality and how he's able to make one cut and the aggression he plays in the game. And then in today's game, you know, I watched a lot of Nick Chubb. You know, I just love the way he runs the ball, trying to make my game after him. You know, so those are really the two main players that I've watched a lot just growing up in.
I get it. Seeing you and the kind of power and aggression you run with, I could see where you can make those comparisons. He is a top NFL draft prospect. He spent the last couple of years with UCLA Bruins. Let me ask you this. One last thought going out the door. You had a couple of years with Michigan. You had a couple of years with UCLA. Two very good coaches, but they couldn't be more different. What was it like playing for Chip Kelly as opposed to Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, I would say just the practice aspect. You know, I know Jim Harbaugh, it's a lot more physical practices, you know, more tackling, wrapping up, stuff like that. And then Coach Kelly kind of takes a different approach, you know, a lot less wrapping up. You're not really tackling. It's all just tagging off in practice. So, I mean, those were really two of the main things. We're just looking at the practice aspect of it. You know, that was actually a really difference, and that's something I noticed as soon as I got to UCLA.
I think it's really interesting. One quick follow, Zach. It's different. It's just different. Is one better than the other as far as you're concerned?
I wouldn't say one's better than the other. You know, I think it's just maybe just the mentality the coaches have. I know Jim's always been very in the physical aspect of mentality, and then I know Chip's starting to try to – he's trying to make his way towards that aspect as well. So, you know, I think from my junior to senior year at UCLA, I think our team got a lot more physical, and I think they're going up from there. But, you know, I would say that a little bit from the practice aspect, you can tell.
It's going to be interesting, right, as they move to the new conference, especially when they go to the Big Ten. We'll see how they do it. Zach, listen, really good to have you on the show. Good luck the rest of the way. I'll be very interested to see where you go in the draft. And then once we find out where you're going to live and work, I'll look for you again.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You too, Zach. Good talking to you. Zach Charbonnet, formerly of the Bruins, also Michigan, and a top draft prospect. Really good running back. Powerful running back. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. All right, so as you know, every year when we get ready for the NFL draft, we try to get you as many draft prospects as we possibly can. There's another one right there. Interesting to see where he will project. He's going to go high. Is he a running back? And we'll see exactly where and when. All right, so the phone number is toll-free. You already have it. I don't need to hammer that again. Some quick reaction. John in New York. Does the entire jungle include parody Larry's marble notebook full of the worst parodies ever heard on radio?
Do-do-do-do.
No, we are not offering any of that. One, I would never do that. And the reason I would never do that is I'm trying to make money.
No, you do not.
I'm trying to sell a product.
You do not bring him in. No. No.
That you would be interested in. Why would I do that?
You do not bring him in.
If I don't let him on the air for free, why would I offer him for a price?
Bring him in. No. No, you do not. You do not.
And by the way, clones, just so you know, don't be looking for royalties. If you're added as part of the package, you're added as part of the package. We own that. We own it. If it happened on this show, we own it. You do not, these are not subject to royalties. You've handed it over to the program. In case you missed it, I offered something, and I've never offered anything like this before. Hope you didn't miss it because you're running out of time. Now you have 3 minutes to get your order in. The entire jungle. Based on Lamar Jackson's entire gym. I admit it. I stole the idea from him. There are no new ideas. Everybody steals from everybody. Here I am in broad daylight admitting it. I stole that from him. It's a great idea. Lamar, it's a great idea. You not hiring an agent to negotiate the biggest contract ever was not a great idea. You coming up with the entire gym.
The entire gym.
Is a brilliant idea. So much so that immediately I thought to myself, I should have the entire jungle. All you clones want to be me. All you clones think you're better at this than me. Well, now you have your chance to prove it. The entire jungle comes with the following. A microphone, a speaker, and a dolly. And a few sound bites. Act now. Jock and Savage are standing by. 1-800-636-8686. If you have any questions, just call the show and ask. But you are running out of time. Act now. Limited supply. money-back guarantee. If you realize within 15 minutes that it's not what you thought it was, you can have your money back.
I guarantee.
It's a 15-minute guarantee. At, you can be the LeBron James of radio slash TV hosting. Actually, there is no TV component.
LeBron James.
Yeah, there is. I take that back. The TV component is you have one of your minions turn their iPhone around on you as you do the show. Bam, you're on TV. This one says, hey, Vance Mac, if I go double platinum, can you add the following products to the existing products? Bisp, Bohica, your what? And the classics. The classic, let's not get into that. Thanks. At this time...
let's not get into that yet.
His what?
At this time, some of that is offered as part of the Platinum Classic. Wow. There's some alliteration for you. And wouldn't you know that it falls under the category of perform? Part of the Platinum
Josh
product.
Allen, Jim.
Some of that is offered, some of that is not. Probably I should send you to jimrome.com. Go to jimrome.com and look for it right now. We're offering it on our website. Go. Jimrome.com. If you have any other questions about the, quote, entire jungle, hit me up on the phones or hit me up on social.
Gym.
Ron Zinkel, quote, with the entire jungle, I will be the LeBron James of feet of Jim Rome's.
LeBron James.
Exactly. Well feet. Said. Well said. You will be that. And as I mentioned, we have got a SoCal flair today coming up at 11 o'clock or the top of hour number three. Brian Dutcher, San Diego State men's basketball coach, will be joining us. That was Zach Charbonnet. My thanks to him. And when we come back, I think I want to get into one of my favorite things of the entire NFL calendar. The NFL head coaches pick. They make these guys sit down like a bunch of third graders once a year. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. I love the way these guys show up. And believe me, very clearly, some of them know and circle it on their calendar because they're absolutely shredded. Some of them know and don't circle it on their calendar because they look sloppy as hell and don't care. Always one of my favorite things about NFL coaches. If you're going to make demands that these guys make the ultimate sacrifice in terms of weightlifting, nutrition, rest, recovery, sleep. If you're going to be that guy and stand before that team and make those demands of them, how do you let yourself go the way you do? No names mentioned, Big Fat Mike. And then you got other guys who look like they could still play right now. That are obviously taking care of themselves. That's always super intriguing to me. As a head coach, if you look that sloppy, you must really know what the hell you're doing. And you're helping guys get better. And you're helping guys get paid. And you're helping guys win. Otherwise, there's no way you show up in front of guys like that looking like that. Always a source of fascination to me. Stay tuned. We break down the pick when we come back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Talking San Diego State basketball, top of hour number three, Brian Dutcher joins us. All right, so I've been talking about what is one of my favorite days of the year. Hell yes. Yesterday was one of my favorite days of the entire calendar year. No, it was not Super Bowl Sunday. No, it was not Game 7 of the NBA Finals. It was not the National Championship game, either in football or basketball. Or both. It was none of that because it was something better than all of that. And those are some of the best things ever. This is even better. It is. It was NFL Picture Day, the one day of the year where all the head coaches, or all the ones who showed up, because there's always a few that don't, but where they get virtually every single NFL head coach to get together and sit down for a group photo, like we all did in third grade, like our kids still do in third grade. Except they're not third graders. They're grown-ass men, powerful men, smart men, rich men. And they slam them all together, and they pack them in, shoulder to shoulder, testosterone dripping from their foreheads, chests puffed out, trying to assert their dominance among one another, sizing each other up, sun beating down on their faces, and told to sit up straight, smile, and say cheese. And you know they all want it in one take, and you know that's not what they get. They're coaches. They should understand that. Run it back. Run it back. Do it again. Do it again. We'll be here all day until you get it right. Do it again. Do it again. No, no. Get out of here. Let me show you how it's done. That's the funniest part. And, of course, as you'd imagine, just like every single year that this photo is taken, some of the visuals are hilarious. This is exactly the kind of gold the team content was built for. So why don't we break down some of the film? I don't even need to go into a dark room to do it. Let's break down some of the film on this show. Now, I'm not going to X and O you to death because that's not what we're about. We're not going to talk route trees, blocking assignments, or anything like that. You know, we do some of that during the program, but not a ton. It's not where I live. It's not what I do. But it is where they live. It is what they do. So it's kind of funny to take them out of their element and see them try and do something else. We can analyze the picture itself. I've got no problem doing that. I actually am well-equipped and well-prepped for that. And seriously, the photo never, ever disappoints. Year after year, it's like content nirvana. As soon as I saw it drop, I was just geeking. I immediately went to my phone to text Dodger Jano. DJ, 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 pick up, pick up, pick up. I'm texting her, I'm calling her. Pick up, pick up. She's like, oh my gosh, what's the matter? What's the matter? I'm like, nothing's the matter. The new NFL head coach's annual pick just dropped. And she says, oh my God, I thought something happened to one of the kids. I'm like, no, no, something more important. The NFL pick dropped. Quote, you're crazy, click. I'm like, anyway. So I thought I was pumped when I realized that this past weekend, the first episode of Succession dropped. And I was. But it was nothing compared to this. Nothing ever is compared to this. So yes, while this group is one of the most exclusive fraternities in the entire world, when they get together for this annual pick, these genius, ruthless power mongers are in fact low-hanging fruit in the boiling Arizona sun for the rest of us. So, with that build-up and that lead-in, welcome to the annual NFL Head Coaches Roast. Cheers. Why don't we start front and center? The two dudes sitting next to each other were the only ones rocking shorts in the entire photo. I query you this, if you had to guess, and you haven't seen the picture, who do you think would be the only two in the entire pick rocking shorts? Well, looking at the legs on these two dudes, the last two guys who should have been rocking shorts. However, when you combine for 8 Super Bowls, you can essentially wear whatever the hell you want. And that's exactly what my guy Andy Reid and the Hood are doing. They know damn well they're a cut above their peers. I mean, sure, they're old as hell. They're successful as hell. Well, the Hood used to be successful as hell, and now he's just old as hell. But either way, you show me anyone old as hell and successful as hell, and I will show you someone who just doesn't give a damn. At least not in how they look. But give it to my man Andy Reid. He did break out his formal Tommy Bahama for the pick. Even the hood himself cracked a sliver of a smile. A smile that says, no, we're no longer competitive. No, we haven't won a playoff game since 2019. And yes, we are picked to finish in last in our division. But you can still go ahead and tell me how my ass tastes.
Tell me how my
ass y'all tastes. Got that? And especially you, radio man. And while you're at it, you can tell me how many rings I have. All right, Hood. All right, you want to play that game? Fair enough. I will do that. I will tell you how many rings you have, Hood. As soon as you tell me how many Bacon 45, soon to be Bacon 46 has. In fact, don't bother. I will tell you myself. One more than you do, Hood. Here's another question, Hood. How many rings do you have since he left? Yeah, that's what I thought. None. How many does he have since he left you? That's right. That's what I thought. One. So don't tell us to look at what you've done the past 25 years. Do you believe that guy actually said that? He actually said that. When asked, well, what do you have to say to Chow Nation? What do you have to say to Patriot Nation? They're nervous. I'm looking at the last 25 years. What? Hey, Hood, miss me with that. Miss me with the what have we done for the past 25 years, especially since you're the absolute king of no one gives a damn about what has already happened. What happened to we're on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati.
What happened to nobody gives a damn about what's already happened? Or did all that change now that you're an 8-9 team? Yeah, but thanks for showing up for the pick with an even worse attitude and look than you normally have. But as awesome as it is to be front and center, whoever organized this photo kind of did my guy Andy Reid a bit dirty. I think we all know this, right? You never stick the big guy right in the middle. He's too squished up in there. Move him to the back, or at least at the end of the row, so the big man can breathe. But then again, he is coming off his second world championship, so he does deserve to be front and center. He does deserve the spotlight as much as anybody. But, to my point, look at Fat Mike on the other end. He's at the very end. Look at Fat Michael. Other than the fact that my man is sweating bacon grease, he looks pretty good. He looks aight. For him, he's situated on the end so he has room and doesn't have to be squished in and look any fatter than he actually is. I mean, look at my man's face. He either needs to let out some gas or Big Mike is about to go murder a toilet immediately after that photo is taken. I mean, I can read faces pretty well. And my man's face is screaming, Rhea.
Diarrhea is the
that
great equalizer.
I can read faces.
Diarrhea doesn't care.
Moving on. Check out my dude, Mike McDaniel. Love him. Cannot get enough of this dude. You know this. I'm on record as saying it. Look at him. His invitation to the all-white party clearly did not get lost in the mail. I think we all know a Mike McDaniel. Like every party has one. Every crew has one. Every night out has one. We all want one. We all need that guy. We need that guy. On a guy's night out, we need that guy. So you're out one night and you got this guy just calling the shots, running the show. Before you know it, you look up, it's 6 a.m. The sun is rising. Yet for some reason, your brain is just wired, man. You're spinning a million miles per hour. You're blasting Tiesta. You're texting the group chat, telling the boys, keep it rolling, keep it rolling. Because Mikey has got a plan. Mikey has got the means to provide. You know what I'm saying? It's 6 a.m. Who wants to go bottomless? He's kind of thrown off that vibe. But he usually does throw off that vibe. And I mean that in a good way. Holy crap. Look at my man, Brian Daboll. Man, what a job he did. Damn good coach. Damn good coach. But my man, look at him in the back left. Look at that pick. Look at him in the back left. My dude, I know that a lot of you guys are so narrow focused and you don't know a lot of what's out there, but there's this thing, B. There's a thing. Have you ever heard of sunscreen, my dude? Sunscreen. You're a hell of a coach, but you're not sunproof. No one is. Dude, do you have that team practicing on the surface of the sun? You know what they say about flying too close to the sun? Dude built a mansion and lives on the sun. Dude, hit that with some copper tone. He's a freaking tomato out there. Granted, his round face is now nearly as big as the sun, and it's going to absorb the heat like a solar panel. But man, that's not helping. Dude, I'll tell you a good guy, Brandon Staley. He's standing right next to you. At least ask him to hit you with some Hawaiian tropics or some Banda Soleil. Something, man. And then let's get to the three alphas standing in the back row. Dan freaking Campbell. How about this dude? Did you know this dude was in this group? KOC. Kevin O'Connell. Robert Saleh. You might think to yourself, one of these is not like the other. Campbell, Saleh, O'Connell. I'm telling you, O'Connell belongs in that group. It's a big dude now. You're not beating them in a keg race. You're not beating them in a brawl in the streets. And you sure as hell aren't letting you into their club. I mean, look at Saleh. I mean, that dude's pretty intimidating as it is. But look at the way dude's got his sleeves rolled up. And then again, if I look like that, I would too. Although it is kind of psychotic. That said, I'm not trying any one of those guys. I'm not trying any one of those guys. Then you got Shane Steichen, Colts head coach. For those who forgot, my man looks like he sells insurance. Hey, New York Life guy. No need to at me. No need to cut me off. We all need insurance. Hey, man, that's a tough sell too, dude. Respect. You too, State Farm's Employee of the Month. He just looks like he's one of you. Or some creepy physician. I'm not sure which one, but somewhere in between. Then you got my guy, Zach Taylor. The ultimate proud soccer dad. Positive. I mean that. That's a compliment. Quarter zip. Big smile. He gets it. Why is he so happy? He's got a great family. Why is he so happy? He's got a great quarterback. He knows how good he has it. That's why he's so happy. How about my guy, Dougie P? He got away from the crappy weather in Philly, Philly fan. No offense, but even you know your weather sucks. He got away from the crappy weather in Philly and now is living his best life down in Florida. Look at the Maine on this guy. That thing is eating. Golfing every day, probably. Happy hour at 10 a.m. Life is good for Dougie P and Duval. Now a quick shout out to the three guys who couldn't be bothered. The three guys who didn't even show up. Mike Vrabel. Vrabes, I got you, my dude. I got you. They don't tell you when to sit down for the annual pick. You let them know if and when you're going to be there for the annual pick. And in no showing, I think that was a strong flex. You made the right decision. In fact, you know what you do? Don't even say anything. Just don't show, which is probably what you did. Respect. Frank Reich also did not show. Probably too busy drooling over that number one pick. And then Nick Sirianni. I don't know. If I cried before I lost the Super Bowl, I probably wouldn't show up either. Need some more time to let that one pass. Need some more time to have people forget about that. never mind that Philly fan will never forget about that. So there you go. The 2023 annual coaches. My dude Sean McVay looks good. You know, I was at that event last week, and I told that story about Justin Fields telling me I need the lift. And then McVay got up on the podium afterwards, and he looked at me, and he goes, "Hey, Rome, get in the gym." Had to laugh. He's a good dude. I had a great talk with Sean McVay, and he looks great. He looks great. So he showed up well. Of course, how can he not look great? He's already got a Super Bowl. He's probably got a $50 million a year TV job if he wants it. And by the way, serious note, when I spoke to Sean McVay, we had kind of a deep conversation about reinvention and getting your energy back, getting your mojo back. He's got it all back. He sounded great. He looked great, and he sounded great. And it's reflective in the pick. 2023 annual coaches pick. I'll even say most of the gentlemen in that photo actually look pretty presentable. Even you, Big Mike. Good for you. I've got one more thought on this, but I got to get out. Hey, Avi? Nah. Let me finish the thought. You know, when you look at a picture like that, it really does start and end with Andy and Bill. These guys are the matriarchs. These guys are the OGs. The photog sets them up first and then sets everybody else around them. One guy that I do want to single out to, Matt Eberflus, or Matt Eberflex. Very clearly, my dude never, ever misses chest day. And there's no way that guy's going to wear a jacket over that brawn. I'd say another guy, Dennis Allen. How about Dennis Allen rocking his NFL coach's lanyard? People at the resort are probably telling him, "Sorry, private party, sir. Hello, I'm Dennis Allen, coach of the Saints." Good one. Sure you are. And I'm Joe Gibbs, coach of the Red Commanders. No, really. I'm Dennis Allen, coach of the Saints. And I'm Vince Lombardi, coach of the Packers. Everybody knows that Sean Payton is the coach of the Saints. Keep moving. Keep moving. In fact, give me that lanyard. And not to pile on, but how much you want to bet that Big Mike stuffed a dozen breakfast muffins in his jacket pockets, not knowing how long that photo shoot was going to be? Those things can take a long time now. Imagine, and by the way, they're not bran muffins. They're chocolate chip muffins. And the chocolate's melting in the sun. And if you have a chocolate muffin, essentially you have a birthday cake. A wedding cake. In fact, that's what he did. He shoved a wedding cake into his pocket because he had no idea how long that photo shoot was going to be. And then a bun cake in the other pocket. And then a cherry pie in his back pocket. Hey, you got to be ready. Preparation breeds confidence. Wow, I really went long on that one. Sorry about that, y'all. Here is your sports update. Here is Rich Ackerman.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
As a reminder, not all beef jerky is the same. Most wrapper is original old-fashioned. Teriyaki, hot and spicy, and peppered all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because none of the jerky compares Old Trapper. What is your beef? So other topics I want to get to. Hate to say it, but the ref show, or in this case, the ump show is back. We were still high from the WBC. Best thing to happen to baseball in quite some time. And then the ump show reared its ugly head, which is all the more important because opening day is right around the corner. Believe it or not, opening day is right around the corner. And the ump show showed up. Not good. Below not good. I want to talk more about the Packers situation. You saw Brian Gutekunst show up yesterday and say, "Hey, listen, Aaron ghosted us. Aaron ghosted us. Remember, Aaron Rodgers, I'm paraphrasing right now, said that when he went into his darkness retreat, he was 90% certain that he was going to retire. And then when he emerged, he started to see all these notes that, hey, they're actually shopping me. They didn't wait for me to come out. They didn't wait for my reaction. They didn't wait for me to make my decision. By the time I emerged from my darkness retreat, they had already made their decision. Oh, you know what? Maybe I won't retire. And now the Packers are saying, hey, we tried to engage him. He wasn't responding. So who do you believe? And now what? And where does that leave us now? So we'll talk more about the Packers situation as well. Jamie in Green Bay writes, Mike McCarthy is the size of three Mike McDaniels based off that photo. Well, I'd agree. Mike McCarthy would put Mike McDaniels on a Ritz cracker and eat him. That'd be the hors d'oeuvre. No doubt. Brian in San Pedro asks, Jim, if I buy the entire jungle, can I replace Lust for Life in the open with Carl Lewis's national anthem in the last segment, replace the Boomtown Rats with Brett Hull singing Gloria? Yes, that's the whole point, Brian. You can do whatever you want. It's your
Glory,
show.
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria.
Brian, I am providing the studio.
Gloria.
And a couple of drops to get you started. You provide the content. You provide the show. Boomtown Rats, the song is called Up All Night. I do that every single day in the last segment. Not that. As an homage and a throwback to where I started. You can never know where you're going unless you know where you started. My roots were the night show. And I used to play this at the end of the night show. So I carried that forward to the day parts. Listen, dude, your show. I'm providing you with the studio. I'm not doing the show for you. I have my own show. Uh-oh. I'm providing you a studio so you can host your own show.
I'll make up for
the entire jungle. Do whatever the hell you want with it. Brian Dutcher joins me when we come back. We're talking San Diego State basketball. The Aztecs on to the Final Four. That interview is next.